welcome to the Pixel Shed.
What?
Big reveal announced.
What? The Pixel Shed. Yes, yeah. We renamed the Lynx Games podcast from that boring name to the Pixel Shed, which is now going to encompass pretty much everything.
We could have given the name a bit more fanfare or build up, but no, just straight in there with the...
We might be in a shed. Who knows?
The Pixel Shed!
Pixel Shed.
I'm going to kill the illusion. We're not in a shed.
Oh, what have you done?
You've ruined it, Ollie. What have you done?
5 episodes in, you've killed us.
I'm going to have to cancel everything. I had an audio filter to make it sound like we're in a shed. Oh, with God. The cars passing by. And
you can just edit that bit out.
Yeah. No, I can't. Because this goes up raw! Oh! Anyway, video games, they're a fun thing. I like them. I am Joel Loins. Whoa, that microphone is wobbling about. I am Joel Loins. I am your host of the Pixel Shed. Joining me once again is Ollie Saville.
Hello.
And Jacob Dickens.
Buenos dias, mi amigos. Woo!
And we're all in band theme shirts.
Yeah.
Most.
I don't know what yours is, Joel.
Oh. Mine is Savlonic from Weeble's stuff.
Oh, right, okay. Fair enough.
This cost me £40 on Kickstarter, along with an album and a red vinyl that I cannot use.
Oh, yeah.
And yours cost you quite a bit more. How much did you pay?
Well, as a group, we donated like £300 on a Kickstarter.
And all you got was this t-shirt. Oh, and someone playing on your album or song.
But we'll get to the self-promotion later.
Yes, anyway, video games, that's what we're here to talk really? About, because Starbomb...
You're forgetting my Starbomb shirt?
I almost forgot about your Starbomb shirt.
Starbomb? Starbomb, man.
Starbomb.
Yeah. Got a signed CD with this and everything. It was brilliant. Anyways, we can talk about games
now. We're almost talking about games, considering Starbomb sing about games.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, leading into video games, segueing.
Segues. I love how you listen to the first podcast now, and just how the professionalism's already dropped when we're on like episode 5 now.
What professionalism?
We sounded so formal back then.
We did sound so formal. I listened to the movie podcast while I was editing it, and it's so cute how professional and quaint it is.
Then
we're here just shouting, butts and Willy! The Pixel Shed! Originally, the name of this podcast was going to be Pixel Toilet, but unfortunately, toilet humor doesn't work on the editor. Anyway.
How many minutes without a mention of a game yet?
You know what? Because Barney said it should record before. It's been about 3 minutes, let's say.
Okay.
We're doing all right.
We should probably talk about
games. Let's talk about video games. Lots of stuff happened kind of over the weekend.
Yeah, big week.
Since the past week.
And today, even. Just a couple big things happened. Mm. But BlizzCon 2014. None of us went, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
Yeah, I usually don't care about BlizzCon, but
some
this
stuff
year,
happened. Some stuff got announced.
Yeah, some stuff got announced. Some.
They pretty big deal.
They.
What do you want to start with?
The thing with the gorilla. Let's go with that.
Yes, the giant gorilla with glasses on.
Well, he's pumped for Gorilla Watch.
Overwatch. The game that was Titan. So
it's funny because they said that they cancelled that.
Yeah, so for those that aren't in the loop of this type of nerdy stuff, Titan was Blizzard's next big MMO after World of Warcraft.
Yes, it was, yeah.
When was this? Like last month?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
It's been in development for about nearly 10 years, I'd say. No, not 10 years. About 7 years?
It's a long time.
Yeah. it started circling around like 2009, 2010.
You know, like Duke Nukem Forever sorts of territory.
it's been worked on forever. Like, they needed something to come out after I'd say after like the Wrath of the Lich King for World of Warcraft, there was like rumblings like, oh no, the next MMO is coming from them and stuff like that. Yeah. And then World of Warcraft carried on being World of Warcraft and stuff like that.
I remember a couple of years ago, it might have been at BlizzCon or something, when they said that they were announcing something new and everyone was like, it's going to be Titan, it's going to be Titan. And it was Hearthstone. and then everyone was like, a card game?
A card game? And now look at you all.
Oh, don't even get me started. Well, I will get started eventually.
We will get started. But anyway, Titan last month just kind of got cancelled out of nowhere.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, Blizzard just kind of said, eh.
I don't really care for MMOs really, but I mean,
it would
be a really
cool to see what the whole
big
thing
step
was. Yeah.
To see what the follow-on from WoW would be.
But obviously, something wasn't working, and I don't think the team was happy with it, and there's a lot of different factors.
When
and
it goes on for that long, it's kind of...
Yeah, and no one's entirely sure why. It's probably just because Blizzard didn't want to do it anymore, which is kind of what Blizzard do. I mean, StarCraft, if you ask any StarCraft
when
fan...
When the next StarCraft thing's coming out?
About StarCraft Ghost.
Oh, no, I've heard of that, yeah.
Was a first-person shooter or third-person shooter for...
It's supposed to be on console.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on console, but not last-gen. The last-gen on PS2 and GameCube.
So, like, original Xbox sort of.
Yeah.
Wow.
The good old days.
The good old days when GameCube controller reigned supreme and still does.
I was going to say, I felt like I was just about the only person back then that didn't own a PS2.
No, I didn't own a PS2
I only had a GameCube. What?
Did you not own a PS2?
I did not. I had an original Xbox.
We're such a hipster podcast.
You were a loser. You got shunned.
I played Halo 2.
Okay.
We'll get onto that.
I had Smash Melee. That was my favorite.
Yeah, Smash Brothers, Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, that's a good one. Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime. I found Metroid Prime 2 in the WH Smiths in Blackpool for £5.
When?
When it came out.
What?
It was ridiculous.
What?
I found. Many things in weird shops that you wouldn't expect. In an HMV, I found Donkey Konga.
Oh, yes.
With bongos.
I have two sets of bongos.
DK Jungle Beat.
Because I bought both those games.
Yes! DK Jungle Beat is one of the best games of all time. I'm going to say this out now.
It's fun.
But, Ollie was slowly rolling away as me and Jacob started. I found DK bongos and stuff for £2 in HMV.
Really?
This was in 2006, so just before I got my Wii.
Yeah.
And I bought 2 Game Boy Micros in WH Smiths in Manchester town for a tenner each.
I've only ever seen one of those like
I have
in my
three.
Life.
Like one's bright pink.
Wow.
I don't know what to do with them. I have 6 Dreamcast controllers.
Right.
Back to
Blizzard.
Overwatch.
Yeah.
Overwatch. Overwatch is the thing that they would... It's basically like... I think it's just the core of what Titan was.
Yeah.
So it's a class-based first-person shooter with a bunch of wacky characters. There's a robot that can turn itself into a turret. And there's a gorilla.
There's a
Grim
gorilla.
Reaper man. Samurai bloke.
And one of them shoots dragons.
And the very British lady.
Yes, the very British lady. Because
not even
gonna try. All Blizzard games need very British ladies.
All
and
right,
Blizzard
Governor.
Things. All Blizzard things will have a Cockney accent to them.
Yeah.
This is humiliating.
Would you like to play a Blizzard game? Hearthstone's full of them. Seriously, that entire game is made up of Cockney accents and nothing more.
Hearthstone?
Yeah.
I would have thought
the game introduces itself with a thick
The innkeeper's voice.
Yeah,
I don't want to try it, but I don't think that's quite
maybe not Cockney, but it is like English.
It's cold out there.
Okay, it's more Scottish, isn't it?
Hey,
kind of look confused. Like, how am I putting this voice on?
Yeah. I was like, wow, that was actually better than I thought I could do.
So Overwatch. Segways are hard.
Oh my god, we're so on tangents. I am so as much tired as you are. Oh my god, me and Ollie, sleep is a thing that we haven't learned how to do.
So Overwatch.
Overwatch. It looks real cool.
It does. It looks very cool. I've not been kind of hyped for something.
Yeah.
Through seeing so little, but
I saw
am.
The trailer you five saw, minutes ago.
You saw two trailers about
this
yeah.
podcast. Has
yeah,
been
we can
going
sort of get
for.
Like a first impressions and deal from you here. So
I can say I had no idea this had anything to do with Titan. I just saw a gorilla.
Yep.
Smashing things up
with glasses.
Putting it with glasses, and he got mad when he lost his glasses, and I was sold. it's got a very Team Fortress 2 kind of vibe.
Yeah that's the thing that's been coming out of it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
That's not.
Did
really
you
bad
did you not like Team Fortress 2?
No, I did like Team Fortress 2.
It's
not something I played in a long time.
Like, yeah, I don't want to get like fanboys on me, but this seems to have a bit more character than Team Fortress 2 did.
Oh no! You stop right there. That is a lie. Oh. You are lying to people now, Jacob.
Okay, all of the videos like meet the demo man and that. That's fine. That's cool. That's character.
Have you played that game?
I have played the game, yeah.
Have you played the PC version that's currently available to human beings now? Because that is a vastly different game to what you probably remember it to be.
Does it have a gorilla?
Oh.
Actually,
Team Fortress 2 fails the gorilla test.
Actually, no. You might be able to buy gorilla wear for your...
Or you can get a gorilla hat.
Put this to the test.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And gorilla gloves. I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
Overwatch
looks cool.
It's really unique. All the characters look like they're really, really varied. That's the thing I like about it. They all look like they play super differently. And the fact that there's so many of them makes you kind of wonder how they got so many unique characters
in
this game.
How many was it altogether?
I mean, you didn't see all of them. Because you only watched some of the gameplay.
I didn't see much of the samurai archer guy. He just kind of appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean...
So Blizzard put out, like, individual, minute-and-a-half trailers for each character.
Yeah.
And they basically just explain, like, the controls for that character, like, to give you a gist of what the gameplay is.
Yeah.
And it seems like they've taken some inspiration from MOBAs.
Yeah, okay. Well, you can kind of see that in
the
objective-based sort of deal.
Yeah, but, like, there's not... You know, it's not a MOBA.
No.
At all. Like, you aren't going up lanes and stuff like that. It's like a proper arena-based shooter, class-based shooter, where each character does their own individual thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of taking that MMO perspective and MOBA perspective.
So you're probably going to need, like, if you're playing with friends, you're probably going to have, like, a team comp of who does what.
Yeah. I can guarantee, like, it'll be very... you'll choose a character and then that character will be blacked out. Like, no one else can.
Yeah, because that'd be a bit silly.
Because everyone's the gorilla, everyone's just going to be throwing up the shield it can do, and no one will do anything ever.
That sounds amazing. I want a gorilla deathmatch sort of video
separate game mode.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like each character seems to have their own role.
Yeah.
Much like Team Fortress 2 does, except I can guarantee now it'll be much more restrictive on like what the teams can be built as. So like each team will probably be balanced, but like there won't be five gorillas on a team.
No.
Which
is fine.
No, that's fine. It's going to probably be a very different game, but the control scheme seems very MOBA-like, where you press Q for a special and like the space bar. You know, might make your character jump, but with this particular character, it makes him climb up walls and stuff like that. And, you know, mouse button, mouse two. It's all very fancy.
Yeah, I mean, just watching that gameplay trailer where they showed off loads of the different characters, I'm surprised at how many of them I'm like, yeah, that's the one I'm going to play as. No, wait, that's the one I'm going to play as. No, that's going to be my main one.
Yeah, I want to play as the angel lady.
Crazy. It's so many of them.
Did you see the angel lady?
She looked like a healer sort of deal.
Yeah, she's a healer, but she can instantly teleport to... Not instantly teleport. Basically, you target a teammate and she flies straight to them, regardless of what's in her way.
Yeah.
And
heals them.
Yeah, well, as soon as you land there, then you can start healing,
just
can't you?
So whack it on. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a beta sign up right now.
It said 2015 on the trailer, so.
Good news. Beta sign ups are for the game have just gone live, and the process is, well, it's pretty painless. This is from Polygon, by the way.
Does it say what consoles?
Well, it's pretty painless, honestly. Keep in mind, this isn't a guarantee of entry, but it's a chance. Shut up. Who's written this? Shut up, Justin McElroy. just get to the point. First step is to head over to the website, then click the yellow button, mark beta. And that's it.
No, we're not being paid by Blizzard to promote their beta.
I will probably do that when I get home.
There's the free promotion, Blizzard. Yeah. Thank us later.
What else came out of BlizzCon other than their cool new shooter, Hearthstone expansion.
I'm finally going to get to talk about Hearthstone on the podcast.
Explain the Hearthstone expansion to me, my little nerd.
Like every single week when you ask, what have we been playing this week? Yeah, I'm like, oh, I've just been playing usual stuff like Hearthstone and whatever, and I never get to talk about it. But now finally there's 120 new cards being added to the game.
Currently, a lot of cards.
Yeah, currently I'd say there's probably about 200 to 300 cards in the game, so that's quite a lot. That's going to be a really big shift. It's going to be almost kind of a new game entirely, really. The expansion is called Goblins versus Gnomes, and it's going to be based around, obviously, those two races. And from what I can judge, a lot of random craziness.
Yeah, it
seems... of very RNG-based sort of cards, like deal random damage to a random minion somewhere, or when this minion dies, summon another random one.
It's very, it seems because I was reading over like what they'll be adding, and like people have been tweeting,
there's
like,
been about
cards and stuff.
30 odd cards have been shown right
now. So spoilers are out already if we want to go by Magic and Netrunner terms here. So the spoilers are already out, like, for 30 cards, and some of those cards seem, like you said, like it's pretty random. Like,
I guess that's kind of the nature of
because like the
goblins
art,
and stuff.
The art they put out was like very chaotic.
Yeah,
and it's like,
well, I'm not huge on Warcraft lore, but I mean, goblins and gnomes are known for being inventors, and they like explosions and all that nonsense.
In World of Warcraft, the goblins can't ride a motorbike. As far as that's... whereas the gnomes invented all the flying stuff.
Yeah. So a lot of mechanical stuff, a lot of explosions and all that.
Yeah.
And so that'll kind of naturally feed into the RNG aspect of the game. But it's going to be interesting, because you can't really judge how good the cards are going to be yet.
Until it starts...
Because like with the last expansion, Naxxramas, you couldn't really... There were cards that people thought were going to be good, and then there were other ones that... have become way better than people thought.
Yeah, it's much like Magic, where it's like...
You can't tell until it's actually been in the meta for a little while.
And also, it depends on the player that uses them at the same time. Like, he's using that card! What an idiot! And then suddenly the entire board is filled with those little... what is it called? The little one... The enemies that basically... When Hearthstone first came out, and it was like, Murloc...
Oh, Murlocs. Yeah.
Murlocs are like weak, stupid fishmen. Little enemies.
Oh, the fishmen.
Yeah, the fishmen.
And then suddenly
you're playing online and suddenly your enemy has suddenly spawned about 10 on the board.
Oh, trust me, that sort of stuff still works, just not with Murlocs anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Hunter
guess.
And Warlock Zoo decks specifically. There's, but the good
codenames.
Zoodeck, I'm not going to get into Hearthstone specifics, but the thing about this expansion is there's a lot of stuff that Blizzard are bringing in to counter these things that are really strong in the current metagame.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it more balanced.
I'm guessing like the deal one damage to every single enemy on the board. Scrub.
Exploding sheep.
Yes.
There's like... 2-mana 1/1 that does 2 damage to everything on the board. I mean, for like these aggressive decks... That's going to wipe their entire board.
Yeah.
So it's good, because those sorts of things can run rampant on ladder. And so it's nice to see that Blizzard care about keeping it balanced and stuff. But yeah, it looks like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. And
an all-goblin deck would be insane. Just the amount of random damage flying everywhere.
I really need to get back into this game, because...
And it's next month, too.
It's next month as well. And the expansions are free.
The Goblins and Gnomes packs, they're separate from the normal packs you can buy, but you can buy them with gold and...
Yeah, but, like, those cards are instantly, like, if... Because there's the random, like... I can't even remember. When you won...
When you do an arena, for instance, you can win these packs and you can win these cards.
Yeah, so the cards are in there, like, you won't automatically get all, you know...
No, I mean...
They won't give you... Hey, or are they going to do like, hey, here's 5 cards for free to try out?
I don't know. I mean, I imagine the pricing structure is going to be the same as normal packs.
Yeah.
Just either pay
because I can
so
guarantee
much or
now
100 gold.
I probably will not drop any money on it yet.
I definitely will. I've spent way too much money on Hearthstone as it is.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come out on... Like
Android and...
Android and tablets.
And yeah, well, it's on iPad, but
because
and mobile, have, mobile we can.
Yeah, because I have this Chromebook here, and once you've installed, and there's a select number of Android apps you can install from the Chrome Store, and that unlocks basically in the back end like something that can install Android apps.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for Hearthstone to come out so I can play Hearthstone on this, which is basically just a giant tablet.
They did announce a release date for Android stuff. It's going to be something like late this year or early next year, something like that.
I'm going to go on record and say I'm sat here in silence because I've never touched this game and I don't understand a word you two are saying.
It's really good.
Maybe one day...
I was going to say, maybe you should do some homework for next week and maybe you should start playing it.
Maybe I'll be able to... Join in the conversation.
It's just this giant, chunky feeling game. That's why...
This is really nice.
I like chunky.
Like, it was great. It was great to play with a glass of vodka and orange, getting slowly more drunk, while all my housemates left last year for Christmas, and I was left for 5 days more alone
just
in the house.
Drinking by yourself.
Drinking by myself playing Hearthstone. It was amazing. I was super comfortable. I was in my pajamas. I was like, this is amazing. The house is warm.
It's just a really well made game, I think. It's at its core, it's a good card game, but even those nice little touches they put on it, like the interactive boards to do stuff while your opponent's making their move and how all the different cards have their own voice clips and
it's also one of those games I describe as a good music or podcast listening to game, like You can turn down the volume.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I often
some
do that
music
all the time. Yeah.
Or a podcast. And it just...
I can't just sit there and listen to a podcast. I have to be doing something else while I'm... So sometimes I'll just whack Hearthstone on and have at it. But yeah, really good expansion. I don't know yet, but I'm imagining it's going to be a really good expansion. It's probably going to be really
probably
fun.
Probably will be really good because that game is really good as it is.
I'm sure I might review it if I can.
And I'm going to guess a lot of people are going to be very angry.
If you'll let me review an expansion on the link.
You write whatever you want
to. There you go. You'll see a review in December, guys.
What else came out?
BlizzCon. What I was curious about, because I haven't been following BlizzCon totally, was there any news on the Warcraft movie?
Yes. Yes, there was. They showed what the ogre...
Thrall?
The orcs look like. Okay. And what the humans will look like, well, they showed what the armor will look like and whatever, and then they had the prop, one of the orcs hammers. I have no idea about Warcraft lore.
I was gonna say, was it the Doom hammer?
I think it is.
Whoa. All I've heard is that they've described it as a cross between Lord of the Rings and Avatar.
Which Avatar?
I was gonna say it's not gonna be
James Cameron.
Oh god! Oh good, good.
That'd be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Visual style.
Yeah, let me see.
Suddenly Azeroth is split into the four nations.
Oregon will be played by Rob Kaczynski.
Who will?
Orgrim. Wielding the giant Doomhammer. Yeah, and I've seen the picture of the Doomhammer, and the Doomhammer is massive.
Yeah.
There's an actual prop they've got, and it is huge.
Yeah, Doomhammer is one of the famous weapons. I know.
Yeah. Let's see what the guy who's playing... The orc has been in. The orc.
That one orc.
That one orc in World of Warcraft. There's one somewhere.
Do you know something? He's not really been in much.
Oh, fair enough.
He's been in EastEnders.
God. Sad thing is, I'll probably know who he is then. After years and years of my mum watching EastEnders. I have seen him before, actually. I do recognise that face.
He was also in Red Tails, but we won't talk about that. So the Warcraft movie, I don't think they showed anything from it other than two promotional posters. That film is not due till 2016.
I was going to say, should we have been expecting a trailer? I don't...
It's just finished filming. I think they put out the logo for the movie. I don't know, I'm still surprised that movie's actually happening, so...
I'll see it. I mean, I'm not one of the Warcraft fanboys, really.
I'll probably go with my friend back in Manchester, who I was surprised to find out has... more than a handful of level 90s. I discovered this in college, and then we spoke about Persona 4 for an hour. There's a documentary that they put out.
I want to get into Warcraft lore, actually.
Yeah, I would love to get.
Hearthstone's made me want to get into it, but it's just I don't like WoW.
I don't want to play
Warcraft.
And Warcraft
games, they're not my sort of thing. And I kind of want to read the books, but then there's mixed reviews on those.
But the books are on the same quality as like the Warhammer 40K books. It's like there's maybe three or Star Wars books. There's like maybe three good books in the entire of like history of like, and then everything else is just trash.
Fair enough.
Put them on the fire. They put out some StarCraft II: Legacy of the Void. I have not played StarCraft II in any way capacity.
Never played StarCraft.
I played the first StarCraft. So, I can't remember playing the first StarCraft. Jim Raynor, Space Cowboys
for America.
Weird-looking aliens that don't.
Actually, all I know about Jim Raynor is him in Heroes of the Storm, and he has an America skin. Patriot Jim Raynor.
I don't think
they
announced anything for Heroes of the Storm.
I know they definitely showed it off, but
yeah, they probably did. I don't think that game's very good, but then again, I don't like MOBAs. So
say we had this discussion already.
In other news, because there's not really much new to talk about for what we've been playing. So.
I know Ollie wanted to bring up GTA at some point.
Yes, GTA, go on. What's happening with GTA? Tell us what's happening.
Probably one of the biggest announcements of the week, GTA Next Gen and PC is getting a first-person mode.
Oh, yes.
Which doesn't look like just a simple change of view like you have something like Fallout or Elder Scrolls where nothing really changes. It looks like a full-on first-person shooter mode. They've completely adapted it to it. And it looks really good.
It's got me interested in GTA for the first time in like ever.
It's got me a lot more excited for that game than I originally was.
My problem with it is that I can't drive in first person.
You said the exact same thing
earlier.
I cannot. I don't know how when I actually eventually learn how to drive.
I don't think anyone's okay with driving first person. It's a weird thing, isn't it?
It's bad enough that I can't drive in that game as it is, but driving in first. But no, like. I want to use the cell phone in first person because have you seen how you take photos? Mm. It's not like, oh yeah, back to the camera UI, like full screen. Yeah. No, you actually have to aim the hand and take the photo that way. And it looks really cool.
Next-gen camera
like
mechanics.
It's going to make the game so much more immersive. The whole world is going to feel so much bigger.
Yeah, but at the same time... thing about GTA that I like is seeing my character strut about.
Well, it's optional, isn't it?
Yeah, it's optional, but it's like I kind of like. I can see why. Like maybe the shooting will be better this time, because even though the shooting was all right in GTA 5,
it's never really been GTA's strong point.
No, not. So. But then again, if you take a step back and start to analyze each of GTA's sections, none of them are good.
No,
like they're not good. They're just all right.
They'll do.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's basically like the shooting will do, the driving will do, but then you start to combine everything together and you get wrapped up into it, and it's like okay.
But no, it's only on the next gen because apparently it was something to do with like it couldn't render the whole thing or whatever in past console versions. That's why it's only next gen. But
it looks exciting anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of GTA, that new version of San Andreas came out.
Yes.
That does 1080p. It's from the iPad or the iOS version that they put out.
Not compatible with previous saves, is that?
Yes. Right? So, and they've also, because obviously licenses change.
To remove some songs.
17 songs have been removed from the original game's soundtrack, which people aren't.
Any good ones?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's. Apparently, just 17 songs have been removed. But. Obviously, the PC version has been modded already.
Is anyone going to really buy that game again?
Probably.
Pretty much everyone owns it by now, surely.
The thing is, have you seen that new version?
I haven't really seen it in action.
It's pretty much the same thing, except they've changed the menus and not changed them back to from the iPad versions, so it still looks like it's meant for a touchscreen. So navigate. So like opening the map, there's like this big menu, and you have to close that down and choose the map. You know, in GTA, you just pause it. Yeah. The map's there for you to see, mess with. Now it's like an extra few button clicks, and it's just
you have to swipe and everything. No.
Smart TVs.
The PC version is scheduled for January 2015. that's GTA 5. The PC version.
Either way.
I didn't know. I didn't realize.
I don't think it's necessary to bring out San Andreas again.
It kind of is, kind of isn't. That game.
It's then again, this is coming from the person who's bought like every iteration of Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, I don't think you have much place to say here, Mr. Yeah. Super Turbo Ultimate Jacob Dickens.
I'm one of Capcom's like 5 fans left in the world. Leave me alone.
To be fair, there's 2 people sat around this table that did that exact thing.
Whoa. The truth comes out. Wait. Eh?
Oh, guys, I thought.
Well, he's done it as well.
You don't even know what version it is. That's how bad it's gone.
I know the most recent one gone automatic upgrade on Steam.
Most recent one was Ultra.
Yeah, I've got Ultra now. I don't know what I had before.
Gone Ultra.
I don't know what's going on with that game.
I can't think of any game that I've. Oh no. Oh no, I own an actual. I know,
I bought Smash Bros. A couple times. I bought Smash Melee twice. Because I lost my
Super
first
Meat
one.
Boy. I own a hell of a lot. Because it's in every blinking combo bundle. I own that, you know, that big Meat Boy t-shirt sometimes. Yeah, yeah. That's from the collector's edition. Yeah, I own a lot of versions of Meat Boy.
360 and PC.
Yeah, I own the 360 version. Peace Walker is a game that I own quite a bit. I own the HD version. I own the HD version on Xbox 360 and PS3, download and physical. I own the PSP version.
Jeez.
And when I was trying to sort out recording on PC, I own a illegitimate copy of Peace Walker. Anyway.
Dedication. Yeah, anything we'll say on GTA? I don't know.
It's
got first person. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Other news that has come out. Today, someone dug up something Microsoft had trademarked, which was Battletoads.
Really? I haven't heard about this.
Battletoads. Yeah.
Oh, my mind's blown right now.
I don't know what Battletoads... Someone, like, the older people are like, oh, great, Battletoads. If you go back and play Battletoads, the only people that actually have... The only cult following surrounding Battletoads now are the people from 4chan who thought it was hilarious to pester people in GameStop trying to pre-order Battletoads a few years ago. And sure, they were funny videos, but that game is no good.
I was going to say, and masochists too. Yeah,
yeah, also, masochists maybe. That game is no good.
I have fun playing it. I played it a little while ago.
Rare have barely made any good games. Barely.
Hey.
Maybe
Banjo Kazooie, Banjo Tooie.
Viva Pinata.
Killer Instinct.
Don't get me started on that.
No, I'll debate Killer Instinct is not a very good game.
At least
video
the
game.
Arcade version was good.
I don't think
the console ports weren't brilliant.
I don't think it's a very good fighter.
Conker's Bad Fur Day. Donkey Kong Country games. Just loads going on.
Retro did it better.
Joe, how much do you want?
Retro did it better.
Oh, should hope so. The technology's like a billion times better by that point.
Those games.
I don't know what
games
you're trying to say about those cute little pinatas.
No, Viva Pinata, they did all right. Viva Pinata was all right.
Viva Pinata's okay, but Killer Instinct and
Donkey
Kong
very
Country
iconic
is
video
okay.
games. I'm sorry I don't like the iconic video game that everyone else does. Put me in the fire with everyone else. Here I go. Whee!
I couldn't care less about all the rest of these. Just don't say anything about Viva Pinata.
Yeah, no, I don't think Battletoads is a very good thing. I think
it's definitely
only
not their best effort, but it's fun that they're bringing it back.
I don't think they will.
Well, at least
I don't think Microsoft are smart enough to give the fans weirdly what they want. Fans, no one wants Battletoads.
People
but
like these
everyone
retro sort of experiences now, and if they brought out this super hard Battletoads game again, people would eat it right up.
I don't think they would.
I think so
because they tried to do it with DuckTales.
I wouldn't compare that. Really,
I would compare it. I would compare it because people had a fondness for Battletoads until they went back and played it and realised it's complete and utter garbage. DuckTales, people have a fondness for DuckTales. People went back and played it and went...
DuckTales is alright.
DuckTales, it's okay if you put on your nostalgia goggles and keep them on
listen
with DuckTales.
Listen to that moon theme on repeat.
And then weld them onto your face.
Besides, I think people have lost trust in Capcom. I think that might have hurt DuckTales quite a lot.
But no, I don't think Microsoft are smart enough to make a new Battletoads. I don't think they want to make a new Battletoads. I think they're only registering it so they can keep the Battletoads name away from everyone else. Like everything else they do with Rare. Give back Banjo-Kazooie to Nintendo! Or Nintendo, just make a Duck Hunt Banjo-Kazooie game.
I thought we renamed Banjo-Kazooie in an earlier podcast.
What did we name them to?
It was the Duck Hunt dog and the duck.
Yeah, Rover and Duck.
I called him Rolf.
Rolf. Rolf. We'll check the files.
Rolf and Quaxley.
Yeah, Rolf and Quaxley.
That's not what it was. That's what it is now.
Rebrand.
A Kickstarter failed.
Ubisoft are stupid.
Yeah, no, the Kickstarter that in question is ex-Bioshock developers. It fell way short.
300,000 short. Yeah. Wow. Correct.
Even when they got Ken Levine to do little message for people aren't interested.
What did they want to make?
It was like a kind of like a story-driven adventure style thing set in the 1920s. Yeah. It looked like Bioshock's.
So basic.
Fair enough. Like, maybe people are like tired out of that concept now.
I just don't think people are interested in anything other than reason people were interested in Bioshock Infinite is because it said Bioshock on it.
Yeah.
As much as people lamented the fact that it said Bioshock on it.
Just stick the name Bioshock in front of it, get the money and change.
That's exactly
name.
What they did with Infinite, so it doesn't really matter. And then yes, Ubisoft. So I was there, and then suddenly people were tweeting, "Yeah, where's all the Ubisoft games gone?
Off of Steam.
Off of Steam.
Stuck on Uplay. Everyone's favorite client.
Oh, Uplay is so bad. Origin is bad, but Uplay is worse.
I was gonna say, I only do consoles, and I still know their Uplay client is horrendous,
it's horrific. It is maybe one of the worst pieces of software I've ever had to. Displeasure of touching.
We're already forced to launch it through Steam. If I want to play Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, anything like that, I'm forced to launch Uplay. But I never want to willingly go into Uplay to launch a game.
Yeah, I want to play Rayman. I want to play Far Cry 3. I want to play Assassin's Creed 4. No, actually, Assassin's Creed 4, I have to launch Uplay because I bought the Uplay version by accident. That version... So Uplay decided at home, the internet was on its tits. And
I decided get a jar for that sort of thing.
Yeah. So I decided, you know, I'll download Assassin's Creed 4 overnight. So I set it to download. It slowed the internet so slow, and then was so slow itself. Never mind. Anyway, yeah, and then everything came back because Ubisoft are morons.
So you didn't really explain the situation.
Yeah.
We just shouted about Uplay. We should
Ubisoft pulled everything off Steam because they got too big for their breeches thought they could probably sell everything through.
Well, it was just in
Uplay.
The UK. So we were the test run.
Yeah, we were the test run. Miserably. Yeah, and then everyone got real mad. And everyone was like, you idiots.
People aren't
Did you see what happened
anymore?
To Titanfall on PC? No one played it.
I was
going to
say,
like,
compared to Origin, how is it? What?
You play
Origin, which is worse.
You see, I don't think Origin is bad. What puts people off Origin is that Steam has so much better offers.
Yeah.
Everything's so expensive.
Also, why in this day and age do I have to launch 3 clients? No, 4 clients to launch my PC games. I've got Steam. No, 5.
Steam, Origin, Uplay.
Steam, Origin, Uplay, the Blizzard.
Oh, Battle.net.
Battle.net and Good Old Games.
Oh, GOG, yeah.
That is ridiculous. Put everything... I want someone somewhere should have made an app on the PC that just...
In a weird way, it's like physical games retail all over again.
Yeah.
It's all these different stores.
But it's like completely different because at least everything's in one place, at least, you know.
Yeah, it's not just that I want all my games to be in one place. Not just convenience. Okay, it's not that much of an issue launching Origin to go and play Mass Effect or whatever I want to play. But I like having all my games in one place because Steam, like it is for everyone else, is the main client that I use. All my friends are on Steam. All my community stuff is on Steam. My achievements.
Yeah, everything's
profile,
on Steam.
Everything
it's the undoubted king of that market.
I want my friends to be able to see that. If I'm playing Mass Effect, like I said, they can't see what I'm doing. They can't see what I've done.
Yeah,
it's a little thing. But it's one of those things that you like that you have on the consoles. You have
everyone
with,
can see
with
everything.
Everyone.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this.
So I borrowed a PS4 over the last week to record the Call of Duty review.
Yeah.
And that game shares, that console shares literally everything you do. I purchased, because I realized, oh, I've got to spend $5.49 on a month to play online, because I realized.
Oh, yeah.
PS4 is now pay to play online. So I paid it, and it puts it out. And it says, oh, did you want everyone to see that?
You can now play games with Joel.
And it's like, I don't really want anyone to see that. Like,
Xbox One tries that, but no one ever looks at that feed.
No. I doubt anyone looks at it on PS4, but I'm just like, it's just there. It's like, this is weird. It's like when Steam does it. I don't like people to see me breaking my bank account into.
It's just like, look at how many hours this shadow has
sunk
into this
game. I like some of them, but I don't like it when it says, oh, what was my name over Christmas? I don't think I can actually say it.
Bleep.
I will bleep you. It's fine.
Christmas Tree bought 48 games in the Steam sale. And it's like, oh, I don't want people to know.
That is a very...
Yeah, but you probably only spent £48. So.
I think I spent way less. I think I bought some big bundle and it's just like, that was made up a majority of it.
That festive item. Love some video games, I tell you.
That's two bleeps in one episode. This is, we're on a roll.
That's all we're going to give you.
Let
it's
me just drop another
item.
Swear and we'll be all set. anyway, and then move, last piece of news, because we're on Microsoft.
Because no one else has been doing anything, apparently.
No.
Just Microsoft.
Just Microsoft. Halo 5. You saw a longer clip than I did. People are on fire with rage.
People are aiming down the sights.
Oh!
We don't want sights. We want arcade shooting. We don't want to look at what we shoot. We just want to throw grenades until people die and stuff explodes.
And they're
a lot.
Getting that because this guy, who's a developer on the game, said had to go spoil a thing that they were going to announce later on today.
Tonight, innit? Yeah.
Tonight. So it's probably already been and gone by the time you listen to this.
That's a shame.
That there is no penalty for hipfire.
No,
the aim down the sights thing is probably there to make the battle rifle and the sniper rifle
easier
to use.
It's just a preference thing, isn't it? Yeah.
You're probably going to be able to say, oh, actually, no, I want to press the stick in. Even though you morons, because that control scheme sucks.
Do you mean for Halo?
Okay, all the Halos. But then I'm going to guess, actually, I might
have swapped the buttons around for Halo Reach.
Yeah, they swapped everything around for Halo Reach. And then for Halo Reach in Halo 4.
I will get into when we move on to... Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, Halo 4 was a weird game for its control scheme. I had the X button set to.
It was the same as Reach.
But I play Halo 3's control scheme where the bumper.
I adjusted to Reach and
because
I can't imagine playing it any other way.
Because for
now.
Some reason, every other video game I can play where X is the reload button, but Halo, as soon
right
as you
bumper.
Change it to, it's got to be right bump because Halo 3 was my first Halo, so that's just what I took.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, Halo. We're coming up. But it doesn't matter. You know what? It doesn't even matter. You talk about Halo to me.
I'll talk about Halo to you.
Tell me about the one game release that's making me sad I don't own an Xbox One.
Yes, I'm genuinely considering buying an Xbox One.
I mean, I've seen a couple of reviews for it. And
Your review will be going up soon?
Fairly soon,
reviews?
Yeah.
You've played it. Give us your personal opinion.
Well, here's the long and short of it. Halo Master Chief Collection makes me happier than... Brock Lesnar in a pile of Jimmy John's sandwiches. It's just...
Do we have to bleep that? Is that something we should bleep?
Brock
Lesnar? Like we should bleep that.
What,
Jimmy
John's
sandwiches? Brock Lesnar's a pretty gross-looking thing, but...
I just feel like that whole quote could be frightening.
Nope, I'm not going to bleep that.
Swimming in a pool with Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's.
No, exactly. Master Chief Collection. Oh, it's just... Halo's like one of those franchises that has really kind of... I'm going to sound so corny right here, but it's kind of defined me as a gamer.
Yeah.
Not gamer. Game, video
that word
game.
Don't
say that word.
Person.
as a
person
fan,
who enjoys video games.
Yeah, player.
Game is just one of those default terms that just comes up.
Yeah.
You don't mean to say it. But yeah, it's
defined
one of those.
Defined you as a person.
It was the first game I really played, like, online. And so it's a franchise that means a lot to me, and I'm always going to kind of love
it. It defines your tastes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Long and short of it is, it's a really nice tribute to the franchise. It really makes you feel good when you're playing it. Because it's got Halo's 1 through 4 on it, it's really nice to kind of see how the franchise has evolved. Because the old games still feel older than, for instance, newer. Halo 4. Yeah. I mean, they've all been upscaled to 1080p.
But they might feel older, but they still kind of feel the same.
Oh, they still feel great.
Is
the change purely graphical? Is there any other upgrades, or is it just graphics?
So Halo 1's Anniversary Edition is literally just graphical updates. You can even tell in the character models, because the mouths still flap in the same way.
They do. It's pretty funny watching in kind of good graphics still work in that way.
They just flap because it's just the same character models.
That's what I mean by it fundamentally still feeling like an older game.
But the big thing in this one...
The cutscenes for Halo 2 have been...
Halo 2's Anniversary Edition.
The cutscenes have been completely redone.
Yes.
And also, it's gotten the anniversary treatment, so it's got that function where you can hit
switch
the button
back and forth.
But the nice thing about this is, and this goes back to Halo 1 Anniversary as well, is that the transition is instantaneous.
Mm. This is graphical transition.
Yeah, so you can kind of switch back and forth between the old graphics from back in the day and the newer reworked ones. And in Halo 1 Anniversary, it kind of faded to black. You waited a second, and then it came back in with the other set of graphics. Whereas this is completely instant, so you can really...
Yeah.
You can really see the difference. Like, everything's so much brighter
and
nicer.
And you just sat there pressing the button.
I swear, that's what I've spent most of the time doing. It's like, what does this bit look like in the old graphics? What does this
bit
look like?
But have you just kind of sat there seeing how fast you can press it, so you get some kind of seizure going?
Master Chief standing there like,
What's happening, Cortana?
And the other thing that you really notice is the 60 frames per second. 60
yes.
FPS.
I watched a YouTube video, because YouTube... finally put out their 60 FPS.
Yeah, that's great.
And
by the way, I love that.
I was like, whoa, Halo runs at 60 frames a second because it's always run at 30.
Yeah, I'm not usually a frame rate guy. Being a console guy, I don't really have much control over that sort of thing. And Halo's always kind of been one of those slower...
Yeah, it plods.
People always say 30 FPS makes it look cinematic. And it does have that quality to it.
I don't come to video games for a cinematic experience. I come to them for a video game experience. I don't care what your frame rate is as long as it plays all right.
Halo, in air quotes, is more of a cinematic shooter. Yeah. But now it feels so much faster, way more responsive. It's really kind of made the old games feel new.
Yeah.
Like, it's brought them up into the new...
It feels like if they put out Halo 1 Anniversary Edition on its own on Xbox One, it would probably stand up against Advanced Warfare.
There is probably. I don't know.
Maybe going a bit too far.
Well,
it'd stand up on its own morals.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, it's its own thing. Yeah, I mean, you could release it by itself with this upgrade for maybe a reduced price, and people would see no issue in it at all. So.
But the Master Chief Collection is also one of the best deals I've seen in video games in a while.
How much is it overall?
It's
40, 35, 40 quid.
I don't think...
I saw...
Is that it?
Yeah, you're getting 4 games.
4,000 gamer scores worth
of
achievements.
4,000 gamer score. Because those games have so much game score in them. And then it's all the multiplayer stuff. So the multiplayer confuses me.
It's an interesting beast. I'll say that.
When you go into... is each game separated by their own playlist? So can you not go from, like...
It can be that way, and I'm fairly sure you can also... I mean, don't quote me on this, because I haven't actually gotten around to the multiplayer yet. But from what I understand, you'll probably be able to play each game separately, and there's also playlists where it'll swap between games.
Now, that's what I was interested in, because it would be very interesting to, like... Now I'm playing Halo 2 multiplayer.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. Halo 4. Halo 3.
All of a sudden, I can sprint.
Yeah. Suddenly everything's real fast and not as good.
Yeah.
I
won't debate it. Halo 4 definitely not the best.
But. Halo 4 is... I want to talk about Halo 4 for just a minute because...
Oh, and by the way, before we move on to Halo 4...
you carry on.
The playlists where it goes through multiple games, they actually have campaign playlists where they do the same thing.
Oh, so you can...
So they'll have like a set theme, like, I don't know, I'm just pulling something out of the air here, but it's like...
all the flood levels.
Grunt Crazy, for instance. Yeah. The levels that have loads of grunts. And then it'll be like, this one from Halo 1, this one from Halo 3.
Birthday party still there.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think there's a special version you can get if you pre-order it somewhere as well that does like a bigger explosion or whatever.
There was so much joy.
And then they put skulls in the Halo 1 Anniversary and Halo 2 Anniversary Edition.
Yeah. So, but yeah, those are like, they could be
interesting way of going through. If you played through all of them, which one are you up to at the minute?
I have sampled all of the campaigns because it takes a really long time to install all of that stuff.
Yeah, so we got the code in and I handed it to Jacob.
I was in Morrison's when you sent me that message.
Yeah. I was like, happy birthday. Yeah. So I sent him the message. It wasn't his birthday, but I sent him the message with the code in. And
I said some things.
You said some things.
That we probably,
And then you got back home and it started to install it. And I came back about 3-4 hours later.
Yeah, it wasn't. Not much was done.
Jacob was still installing it. And then you said the 20 gigabyte patch actually took
What ended up happening, the whole process of the thing was I ended up downloading it the night you gave me the code. And that ended up finishing downloading maybe a bit after midday the next day because I left it on overnight.
Yeah.
And because I didn't put the separate code in first.
Yes.
It came in as showed up as a pre-order. And so it wouldn't let me launch the game. And so I had to redo the whole thing. And
yeah, because there was an extra unlock. Like, you had to put in the unlock code to make sure that, hey, no, this Xbox is cool to review.
But I say, thank goodness you can play games you're installing as they're installing. Like, it'll install about 20% of the game, and it'll let you start playing from there.
Yeah, much like Blizzard do.
Because otherwise, I'd be nowhere near doing this review.
But, like, everything feels right.
It feels brilliant. It's kind of like I haven't experienced that kind of childhood wonderment of playing video games in a really long time. Games don't capture that anymore these days.
No, I have to buy an Xbox One, aren't I?
Yeah, but now, so when I was just playing Halo 3 again, I was like, it just kind of gets me. And, you know,
the only thing that would have... I know this is the Master Chief Collection, so that they can probably next year or in after Halo 5 comes out.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting for Halo 6 in 2016.
Whenever,
Oh my God, that is a long time away, but not really. I can guarantee that... Do you think we'll see another anniversary collection thing with updated Reach and ODST?
So you reckon it'll be Reach, ODST, and
is there fan demand for that?
I would play ODST.
I would want an HD version of ODST because ODST is the best Halo game.
Disagree.
I
wouldn't rank any spin-offs over the main series.
No, I would.
Don't get me wrong.
I would rank.
Enjoyed it.
Actually, ODST was one of the best experiences I've had with Halo because, one, it's a completely different experience to what we've already had, and also all that lovely DLC on one disc for the multiplayer.
Yeah.
But I rank ODST's campaign over all the other campaigns.
I was going to say, I'm not really in a position to kind of say which Halo game is better over the other, simply because I have such an affinity for 3.
Yeah,
I'd probably go with 3 as well.
I'd say ODST 3, 2? No, 1, 2, or put Reach somewhere in there.
4 has lost a lot of its characters, but it's still good. It's still,
yeah, speaking of 4, the writer of 4...
Has moved on
to BioWare.
Mass Effect, isn't it?
Yeah, he's writing the next Mass Effect. What were you thinking? Did you play the story of Halo 4? Have you...
I've got to get Cortana back to Halsey.
Have you played Halo 4?
Yep.
There's just not much to it, is there? There's not much
to
get invested in.
He introduces a main villain without ever introducing him.
He's just kind of there.
He turns up, Master Chief automatically knows who the hell he is, and then he dies.
Oh, the Didact.
Who's the Didact?
It relied on you knowing the lore. For people who looked up on the Halo lore, it's like, oh my God, it's the Didact.
But I like the lore, but I'd never heard of the Didact.
I don't think
you've got to get pretty deep into the lore.
I knew about the Forerunners and all that business, but like the Didact shows up in his big ball, and then he's like, oh, Chief. And Chief's there like this, Didact. And everything
Chief,
looks really cool.
Didact, face off.
And it's like, who are you? And do you know how you find out everything that's going on in Halo 4? Collectibles!
Look it up.
And Halo 4 suffers from the... Well, not Halo 4. Destiny suffers from the same issues Halo 4 suffers
from. It relies on you on actually like actively going out of your way to,
yeah,
to look this stuff up like it does with the Grimoire cards and Destiny.
No, if you're making a story, if you're starting a new trilogy of games, you tell me everything I need to know in exposition. Doesn't matter how long the cutscene is. If I'm not interested, I'll skip it.
It does not surprise me at all that you're a Metal Gear Solid fan.
Metal Gear Solid is the best at exposition. It's just that Kojima is maybe not the best writer.
So can we backtrack a bit?
Yes.
Moving on to BioWare. I'd not heard this. Working on Mass Effect.
The next
most
Mass Effect.
Story-driven
game. And he is writing a game with characters that need to be introduced and explained. And the guy who can't seem to put together a simple story of a green man that shoots aliens.
After the mess of the ending that we got in Mass Effect 3, and people really want something to
This will be a separate thing entirely.
But
I see what you mean.
That beep heap.
Why, what did you say? Wait, say it again, I'll bleep it again.
He said I won't sink to that level again.
Oh,
yes, so yeah. It's a beep heap.
Anyways. How many bleeps am I going to have to put in now?
It's like three or four.
Okay.
Regardless of whether it follows on from that trilogy, which it's not going to, we need a Mass Effect game to make us forget about that.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
remember that. It was just that bad.
Have faith?
No, after what they've been describing.
No one has faith anymore. But
after what they've been, what they described at that N7 day thing that they had. No, I genuinely think this is the Mass Effect everyone's been looking for.
Indoctrination theory. Do you believe the indoctrination theory?
I don't
believe
any of it.
Contact
I just
the
believe
pixel
that the,
shed. Give
I
us
liked,
your opinion.
I liked the original ending of Mass Effect 3. Ooh. I liked it.
We're going to throw down here.
Oh,
I genuinely liked it. It closed out the series.
Oh, no, it did not.
It did. And it's like, okay, what do we do after this? Okay, I guess we can make a bunch of other Mass Effect games based around these particular characters.
Ghost
that
Child
still
appears
left.
And everything breaks. That's the end.
Yes! And it's like, this is what I don't understand about BioWare fans. There is no way in hell on a 360, in the 360 and PS3 era that BioWare would have ever been able to resolve that video game.
Oh, just let the Reapers win. I'd have been happier with that.
Just rename this podcast Controversy Shed.
Ooh,
I don't know about you guys.
Our bouncer is here to check over. We actually have 5 more minutes because we didn't start recording. So we're still arguing.
Okay.
We're almost done, Barney. I love you. I like the original ending for Mass Effect 3. I never even bought or downloaded any of the extra DLC for it. I just went, nope, my shepherd is dead. That's it.
And I like that you can't see how wrong you are.
Maybe you need like an extra debate podcast to go on here.
That's what we're going to do.
That could be a new show.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to play debate through every
cast.
Mass Effect game.
There will only be 2 members next week. Who will be left? You decide. Yeah.
Well, no, we all know who it's going to be. It's going to be me, because I am right!
We could get the debate cast. You get, like, you two arguing over the Mass Effect ending, me and Joel arguing over Handsome Jack, and then...
And which Halo game's the best? It's definitely not 4.
How are we friends? Yeah. How are we all friends? We disagree about so much.
Anyway, is there anything else that we need to talk about Halo-related? Or shall we save it for maybe a video? Where we can talk about it.
I suppose we could do that.
We can always capture some Halo footage and then put it over us talking in camera or something.
Video.
Make it look fancy.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have to wrap up because obviously our bouncer has arrived to make sure that we don't get in trouble. And I think he's playing... Did anyone hear that high-pitched noise then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's trying to drive us out like a dog with a...
I was going to say, dog in the corner's like, barf!
He's derailed me from closing up. He's laughing.
He's evil.
I've been Joel Loins. You can find me at Lime Wizard. I'm trying to close out. Gah! This show's been tangent related. I've been Joel Loins. You can find me at Lime Wizard on Twitter. Blank Volva Blank on Facebook if you want to write for me. joel.loins@thelink.co.uk. Let's maybe get some kind of email thing going, maybe. I don't know. Send your emails into that email address I just gave you.
Yeah, why not?
You can find Jacob at Captain Liger.
Yeah, you can.
And you can find Ollie at
Mighty Crabulon.
He came out of the woodwork. He's
another
here.
Monumental development in the history of this podcast.
Oh, episode 5, it's all technology. Happening here. Pew, 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 pew! Anyway, we'll be back next week, probably, unless one of us has passed on, then we'll probably still be back. And just
by some freak
it.
Accident.
Mass Effect 3 is a pretty bad game,
and
but the ending was alright!
Bye, guys.